to the spokesman of the Muslim Association of Britain, Dr. Azam Zamini. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه. Screen doctors talk about numbers. Although this is an impressive ranking, we still believe that truth, justice are not measured in numbers. If you believe something to be true, you struggle for it. You fight for it. If you believe something is wrong, you say it's wrong. It doesn't matter what the other side says. What matters is that you believe in it. And you go for it. This war is open to the doors of hell. I don't know if George Bush and Tony Blair realize this or not. Baghdad is no simple place. Baghdad, not Jerusalem, is deep in the heart of the Muslim world. Of the Abbasids. Baghdad, the capital of philosophy, of science, of knowledge. Baghdad, the capital of peace, Darussalam. Being set on fire because George Bush wants the oil. And we still don't know what the other wants. We still don't understand what is going on in his mind, if anything exists in his mind. I have been receiving calls from various parts of the Muslim world. People tell me, Dr. Tamimi, you keep talking about democracy. You keep talking about human rights. You keep talking about international law. Where is all of this? It's not working anymore. The West is fighting Islam, they say. I say to them, I still believe it is not West versus Islam. But I know I am being stripped of weapons. George Bush and Tony Blair insist. This is a war on Islam.
Kill them.
That's why the task is tough. Who is going to convince the youngsters? Those who see the Muslims in Iraq being burned alive. Those who see the Muslims of Palestine being burned alive. Who are today. On behalf of the Muslim Association of Britain, I say to you, your protests are not in vain. Keep protesting, keep on fighting, and salute our young school children.